nothing. And so in his frustration and in Sarah's frustration, she said, if it's going to happen, take Hagar, my maid. And he takes her, and I'm telling you, she gets pregnant right away. And as soon as she does, guess who's mad? The one who said, take my maid. And now they're cross. I mean, she's saying, like, what'd you do that for? He said, well, Lord, you told me to do. Now, guess what? We got to have another separation, right? So now he's created his own enemy, and now he has to separate from Hagar and Ishmael. But before he separates from them, you know what else he has to separate from? He circumcises himself, a separation of the flesh. It's just more separation. And God is leading him into the promise. But he can't go from come out of the country to receiving the promises of God. It's the next now. And the Lord told him, now listen to your wife and send out Hagar and her baby. And I'll take care of that. Don't you worry about it. Separate yourself. And he did. Now, you would think, well, thank the Lord. He's finally got that son that he always wanted, and it's going to be, everything's going to be fine. But let me read to you chapter 22 and verse 12. And he said, I jumped ahead, 22 and 2. And he said, take now thy son. See the next step, the next now. Take now thy son, thine only son, whom thou lovest, and give thee, and get thee into the mount Moriah, and offer him therefore a burnt offering unto one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. This is the final separation. When you separate yourself from the things you love and give them to God. That's that final level of separation where, you know, Lord, it's like the Lord told Peter, do you love me? Lovest thou me more than these? And when you finally separate yourself from the things you love and you give them to God, guess what he does? He gives you back the things you love, as long as they're not, you know, ungodly things. And so this whole thing started when God told him that I'm going to give you all these promises. Abraham said, Lord, how will I know? How am I going to know? Let me show you how it ends in verse 12. He gets ready to slay his own son, picks up the knife, and he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know. We're playing the I know now game. Hey, Abraham, how am I going to know? Now the Lord said, now how am I going to know? I'm not going to know unless you begin to separate. And now that you're willing to give up the thing you love the most, now I know. Guess what? We know each other now. You see? We know each other. And from this point, from right here, is where Abraham entered into the promise. He made his entrance into the promises of God. If he did not do these things, he does not have an entrance into the promise of God. He made his entrance into the promises of God. So Peter writes, In our text verse, he said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. The reason he said, my people die for because they don't know me. The lack of knowledge. They don't have knowledge of me. They're real smart. They're computer wizards, but they can't read this. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. You want more grace. You want me more peace. Here's how it comes. Through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. According to his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Whereby, he said, are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. That's what Abraham had. We have to make our entrance like he did. Exceeding great and promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, meaning through separation. I escaped it through separation from it. And beside this, giving all diligence, he said, add to your faith. Okay, add to your faith. We all got a little bit of faith, right? You said you got to measure faith, but you got to add to it. You can't just stay, well, I believe in God, bless God, I accept him as my Savior. You've got to add to that. add virtue, and to virtue, knowledge, and to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness. And, you know, this is really a step thing. It's a whole sermon right here, that from the baby steps to the bigger steps. But each step, it gets you closer to knowing God. And to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. What never fails? Charity. He said, I pray that your faith fail not, you see, but charity never faileth. For if these things be in you and abound, they're not just a little bit, they're your life. That's what you do. They make you. Yes, they do. They make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. He never separated himself. And as I said Sunday morning, the reason people slip back into backslide is because they still got connections from the past. They still have connections. Wherefore, see, we started with whereby and beside this, and now we're to wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling. And, not an. I've quoted that wrong many times. Your calling and election sure. It's not what it says. It says your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fail. You will enter in. And there is a calling that comes from God. That's what God does. He calls you. Right? The election is your choices. It's your answers to the calling. It's what you elect to do. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. These are the things, Brother Doucette, that makes an entrance into his presence. Let me tell you something. I'm close with this thought. The world does not know what an entrance really is. Let me tell you something. There's going to come a day that the Bible says he's coming back. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then which are alive shall be caught up to meet him in the air. But he says he's coming with the shout of the Lord. He's not coming back like he came the first time. He's going to make his entrance known. Hallelujah. It won't just be us shouting. It's going to be God shouting. And the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. He's pulling out all the stops. And there's going to be a roar, Brother Dennis. I'm telling you, they're going to come out from the saints of God that the world ain't never seen an entrance like this. Angels will be clapping. I'm telling you, it is over. As the saints of God make their entrance, they have made their entrance into heaven. Hallelujah. And then there'll be 30 minutes of silence, and you better have your earplugs. If you think it's loud here, honey, you better be deaf up there, because it's going to be unbelievable. Said it'll be like the roar of many waters. Hallelujah. As we enter in to everlasting life. Hallelujah. Clap your hands to the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. He's the door. Now, just remember, there was one that got in. Remember, they had the wedding feast and all that, and one got in with Ed. The door became the exit. The same way he entered in, he the same horse he rode in, he rode out on. He's the door. And so I've often said sometimes you can't save people till they feel lost. He acted like he was saved, but he was lost. And I tell people, and I wish this church was full. I wish we had twice as many sinners as we have saints here tonight. If you've got a recipe to get them here, fine. I know the recipe. They got to feel lost. I'm telling you, you got to feel lost. They don't feel lost. And that's why they don't pack the place out, because they don't feel lost. I was hunting in the woods one time, and I kind of thought I could be lost, Brother Dennis. I was like, I walked down a little survey trail. I'll never forget this as long as I live. Little bitty dim survey trail. And I went down that trail, and those bushes, you know, I won't remember that. But, you know, I wasn't real smart. Coming back, it don't look the same. No. And so I went up in the woods a ways and shot a squirrel or two. And I said, you know, it's kind of getting late. I think I'd better get back. And so I looked and like, is that trail or that trail? There's leaves on. I couldn't see a footstep. And it was getting dark. And I'm telling myself, I'm not lost. But then I started walking a little faster and making a few circles. And finally, I felt lost. And when I felt lost, I started running. I was looking for any sign of anything that would tell me how to be saved. That's our problem with the world. They don't feel lost. I tell people, I'm teaching Bible studies right now. I said, let me tell you something. The reason you're not hitting the altar right now is you don't feel lost. The reason that people don't, I mean, I shouldn't even get through preaching. Really, you shouldn't. Because if you feel lost, I wouldn't want to be lost eternally. So my prayer tonight is that God would make people feel lost. I remember old timers praying, God, make them miserable. Wake them up in the night, Lord. Take their job away from them, whatever, you know, and so they'd feel lost. But today we feel so secure and so safe. But without God, I'm here to tell you, you're lost. Would you stand tonight? Pray with me. Lord, I come before you tonight. I'm thankful, Lord, that you came from heaven all the way down to earth and made a quiet, meek entrance into earth. And Lord, you left a bloody trail all the way back to heaven that we might follow you. And Lord, when you come back, it's like the song says, it's going to be different the next time. But Lord, I want to be ready to meet you. I want to make my calling and my election sure. And the only way, God, I'm going to do that is follow you as you teach me and lead me through levels of separation from the world that I might draw closer and closer unto you. Lead and guide this church, God, each and every phase that we go through from here until the time you come back. Beyond my years, God, I'm asking you to lead this church. Whoever here, when you come back, let it be a multitude of people ready to meet you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless you. Be careful going home.